Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis. Welcome to the broadcast today. I want to take you into a message today entitled A Soul with Choice. Every one of us been given choice by God. The Bible said, choose ye this day whom you will serve. Amen. Even after you get born again, you still are a soul with choice. You make choices, and those choices need to be inside of the scriptures. Glory to God. I want to give you a biblical foundation for some of the things we're going to be dealing with today. And I want to start in Titus chapter 1, verse 4 and verse 5. And I want you to look at it. And Paul was telling Titus that I left thee in Crete. Glory to God. Crete is an island in the Mediterranean, and it was in that region Paul left Titus to set some things in order. There were some things that was being taught that wasn't in line with godliness, and Paul wanted to deal with it. In Titus chapter 2, beginning at verse 10 down to verse 15, he talk about some of those things. It says, not prolonging, but showing all good fidelity that they may adore the doctrine of God. Paul wanted the world to adore the doctrine of God. Whenever the doctrine of God, or whenever a doctrine per se that call itself God, start embarrassing the gospel, then someone needs to be set in the region to deal with that gospel. Amen. And it's not just for a local assembly. It is for the region. It is for the area. It is for all the churches. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, the Apostle Paul said, I teach everywhere in every church the same doctrine. So he had sent Titus in this region, and in other region he sent Timothy, and he would send other men and women of God, because he said, you are partakers of my grace. And he would defend the gospel. The Bible said he was set for the defense of the gospel and to contend for the faith, glory to God, that was once delivered unto the saints. Verse 11 says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. Any grace teaching that leads you to think that grace covers sin is not the grace of God. The grace of God teach you to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, that you should live righteously and soberly. Any cross teaching teaches you to live a righteous life. Amen. It don't teach you to live an ungodly life and say because you believe in it, you're okay, or say because we're under grace, you're okay. No, the teaching of the grace of God will teach you to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. Now look at verse 13. It says, looking for that blessed hope and that glorious appearing of a great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. We need to be purified. We need to be free from all iniquity, all sin, and only a pure gospel can do that. Look at the last verse. It says in verse 15, these things speak and exalt and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise you. Now in 1 Timothy 5 verse 20, he was dealing with elders, and he said, don't receive an accusation against an elder except it be by two or three witnesses. Now once you've done that, then them that sin rebuke before all that others may fear. You can see an example of this in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 14 and 15 and 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 7 through 9. Paul had to deal with certain people in the church, and that was being a bad example to the church, and he dealt with them openly. This is what God is calling true ministers of the gospel to do in this hour when the gospel of God is brought low. God bless you. Let's go now into the message.
Ezekiel 18 and verse 4. It says, behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. And the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Now that's why Jesus came. Because God could not change this document. The word is forever settled in heaven. And John 10 verse 35 said the scripture cannot be broken. God can't go back and rewrite that now. He said a soul that sinneth, it shall die. So Jesus said, I gotta come. Because the whole world gonna die, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But now, he said, the Bible said, 1 John 3, verse 8, I think it is. It says, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, why would he destroy the works of the devil, then send you a grace to just cover you and let you do the works of the devil? That's what these doctrines saying in the church. That you can just do it now. Grace got you. Grace is covering you. You can just... Why you think Jesus, he could have just sent the grace in the first place and never went to the cross? How in the world a body of Christ think Jesus set, pierced him in the side and spitting on him and bleeding just to forgive you and now give you grace and say, go on and sin now? Oh no, we better check these scriptures out. We better check Curtis Lewis out. You better check Jimmy Swaggart out. You better check Creflo out. You better check them all out. Because the Bible told you to check us out. Bible said test every spirit. 1 John chapter 4 verse 1. It said test all of us. Test us all. You're supposed to test your church. You're supposed to test your denomination. You're supposed to test your preacher. Your soul hang in the balance. Because a lot of folks believe a lot of stuff and they're going to go to hell believing stuff that the Bible never backed up. And I'm crying out, sounding the alarm, saying here's the way it's supposed to be done, people. Your soul with choice. It's your choice whether you go to hell or heaven. So this scripture can't be written no more. God done already said the soul that sinned it, it shall die. And he still mean that. Then verse 9 says, but if a man be just and do that which is lawful and right, then jump down to verse 9 for the sake of time. Hath walked in my statutes and have kept my judgments and deal truly, he shall surely live, saith the Lord God. So he said, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. But if the soul that obey me and live for me, he shall surely live. So the reason Jesus came is to deal with the sin that was in our life and now show us how to live. Because God done already said, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. But the soul that and live the way I say, they shall surely live. Okay, James 1 verse 25. Hallelujah. James 1 and verse 25. Somebody say amen. Glory to God. See, saints, those of you that's understanding this, you're going to have to tell some saints this because I'm telling you some of their pulpits not telling them. Hallelujah. Verse 25 says, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continued therein, he being not a forgiver here, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. Now, this scripture is in the New Testament under the grace covenant. That Bible says that whoever look in this perfect law of liberty, look into this book and do it, this man shall be blessed, which means the other man is not blessed. Simple as that. Who you going to believe, Dr. Creflo or Dr. Jesus? So you got to make some choices. Who you going to believe, the great preacher or the great Jesus? Look at Romans chapter 2. In the New Testament, under grace, here's what it says. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 2, verse 13. Glory to God. For not the hearer of the law and the word of God, same thing. If God says something in his word, it's law. It's not the old covenant law, but it's law. In other words, it can't be changed. If God say, don't go over there, it's the law. It means don't go over there. So don't get law and word mixed up. Just the law, the word of God. So he said, for not the hearer of the law is just before God. Because, see, you can hear about Jesus' death on the cross and hear about him and just believe. But you can die in fornication and sin. And this same preacher, I told y'all this many times, this same preacher years ago, he taught that you could. The grace is so powerful, you can sleep with every woman in the church and go to heaven. Now, how many weak men you think going to try to live holy after hearing that? It's a lie. Hallelujah. It says, for not the hearer of the law is just before God, but the doer of the law shall be justified. It's the doer of the law. Now, let me quote this to you. I'm going to let you write some scriptures down so I can go on and bring it to a close. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Put that up there, Nietzsche. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9 through 11. Hallelujah. There is coming a judgment seat of Christ. And God purposely put the judgment seat of Christ at the end of your life. Okay. Why? Because he gotta see how you soul lived your life. Yeah. That's why the judgment comes when you die. He could have put it up front. Why he put it at the end? Because the end, your story has been told. Now, there's teachings that say just because you've accepted Jesus, that you can go on and sin, and that's what they said. You can go on and sin, and you can do wrong. Just ask him to forgive you, and just sin and do wrong. Just ask him to forgive you. And look, I'm going to tell you something about him. He will forgive you if you honestly repent and asking him to forgive you. He will forgive you. Here's the problem. If you sin and die in it, how are you going to ask forgiveness? That's what folks don't understand. You don't know when you're going to stop breathing. Okay. All right, now, that's coming to judgment seat of Christ. Here's what Paul said. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. They are teaching now that you didn't work to get it. You don't have to work after you get it. For by grace are you saved through faith. It's not of yourself. It is a gift of God. Yes, that's true. You didn't work to get salvation. But after you are saved, God intended for you to go to work living for him. Because that same verse now, if you keep reading this, see, that's why you got to check everybody out. Same verse now, keep reading. It says, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works. You didn't work to get it, not of works, lest any man should boast. But now watch this now, and keep going. They stop right there, Elder. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship. When he saved you, you became a work of grace. Now, we are his workmanship. Watch this. Created unto good works. So, now, who you going to believe? The Bible or Dr. Creflo? Dr. Creflo said you didn't do nothing to get it, so you ain't got to do nothing to keep it. The Bible said you've been made his workmanship, created unto good works. Now, if Curtis Lewis say something opposite of that book, who you going to believe? Curtis Lewis or the book? Created unto good works, which God has ordained for you to walk in them. So how is it I didn't do nothing to get them, I don't have to do nothing to keep it? That's why God put the judgment at the end of your life. Because he's going to judge you based on he did a marvelous work, gave you his Holy Spirit to help you, and now you don't want to work, just go on and sin. That's why he got the judgment at the end. God's smarter than man. He knew men would come up with these lying doctrines, and he knew millions of folks were going to look for excuses. And they ain't going to endure this kind of teaching here. They're going to go with itching ears. And millions of people going to fulfill Jesus' prophecy. He said, narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. But broad is the way that leads to destruction. Jesus said, many going to go to hell. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. God don't accept you if you're living in sin. God will love you in your sins and try to help you. God, look, I told y'all how much he helped me. Nearly 15 or better years of my I was a Christian and a preacher. Nearly 15 years or better, I'm struggling in sin, and God was there helping me. Because the reason I was struggling is not because I wanted to. I didn't know how. I had a lot of false doctrines, and that's why I did what I did. But when I found out better, I repented. And thank God I ain't got no sin in my life. I ain't got no skeletons in my closet no more. And don't want no more, because I done learned better. But God was loving me in my sin just like he'll love you. You just don't want to die in him. He don't accept you if you ain't doing right. He'll love you when you're doing wrong. If your heart is saying, God, I need you. God, I want you to help me. You reach out to him, he's going to reach out to you. I promise you he will. But if you ever buy these lying doctrines and just say, well, this is the way it is, God understand, you're on a bad road. Glory to God. It says, may be accepted of him. For we, look, why? Paul said, I'm laboring so I can be accepted. Why? Because we're going to all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Paul said that. Paul, who we know was saved, said, I'm laboring for him. I'm living for him, because I know we all going to stand before that judgment at the end of life. The judgment is coming, and you are sold with charge. Choose ye this day who you're going to serve. Then he said right here, knowing the terror of the Lord. There are doctrines in the church that say that the judgment seat of Christ for Christians is all gifts. All everybody going to be laughing and talking on that day. That ain't what this book say. Why we buy that stuff? Go check your Bible out. Now, it will be excitement and it will be joy on that day if you've lived the book. I'm getting the abundant entry. I'm going to help all y'all get the abundant entry. I'm going to show you how. I'm going to be the first example, and I'm going to teach it right. And all y'all going to get the abundant entry. We all going to be shouting in the glory. Hallelujah. We going to make it. We going to make it. We going to make it. And that's the job of a real preacher. He watch for the people's soul. He tell the people the truth. And the word put fear and trembling in people, and people would get their act together. But if I come in here and water this stuff down and say you can sin and make doctrine, try to prove, twist the scripture, who going to be ready? Brother Swagger's trying to separate himself from the grace doctrine. They condemning the grace doctrine, saying that that ain't what we saying. But they using grace, he using the cross, saying the same thing. Go check it out if you think I'm playing. Saying the same thing. Saying you can still have sin, your faith just justify you. No action. This Bible said, go to Revelation 14, 13. Revelation 14 and 13. Somebody get a mic, read Revelation 14 and 13. My first point was there's coming a judgment for souls with choice. Your soul will have to stand and give an account to God for your choices. Why would God give you choice and not hold you accountable for your choices? And so don't believe that God done sent grace now to just cover all your sins and let you do them. People are being deceived by that. And I'm telling you, when you really get tired of wrongdoing and you start crying out to God, he'll help you just like he helped me. And I'm telling you, it's the most exciting life to live. It's the most peaceful life to live. And you know what has thrilled me more than anything? To find out that it is my choice whether I sin or not sin. That's my choice. I can't tell y'all the last time I sinned and don't want to because I don't want to remember it. But you know, I found out it's my choice. God gave me choice. I can sin or I can choose not to sin. And it's a beautiful life every day to live my life. I'm not going to sin. I'm not going to do that. And you can do it. You say, I can't do it. Can you get up and put on your clothes? Can you go to work tomorrow? Can you eat when you get ready? Who making those choices? You, your soul with choice. And when you make your mind up, you can stop sinning. Read it.
And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them.
All right, watch this. Your works will follow you when you die. Now, what you're doing going to follow you right into, okay? Now, you believe that doctrine. You're over here living in sin, fornication. You call it out, anything you call. You're living in sin, and when you die, that going to follow you in. That's what that Bible say. That's what the Bible say. Now, the judgment is at the end of your life. You're going to come up to the throne, what you did following you, and you say, Lord, I believe in you. Well, he said, if you believe in me, why call you me Lord, Lord, and did nothing I say? Because he said, don't let it be one's name. He said, repent. All over the Bible now. But my pastor said, I told you to go check it out. I told you to test all of them. But I believe, the Bible said in John 7:38, believe as the scriptures say. Don't believe as you believe. The scriptures say, nothing shall enter therein that defiles. You see how a lot of folk can be in trouble? And this message here is to keep you from being in trouble when you stop breathing. And you may not make it to the end because you can stop breathing after the church service. This is how serious this stuff is. And you blessed for any preacher, any church that would just tell you the truth. Last passage, 1 Peter 4 and verse 19. Read that and I'm finished. Glory to God. I'm glad I got it right in my life. And I'm glad I'm able now to teach people how to get it right. And I don't teach down to people. I'm just teaching the standard. And I'm willing to walk and help anybody to reach the standard because God helped me. God was merciful and helped me. And that's why we don't sell none of our materials. And that soul book, if some of these preachers would just read it and get that revelation that I'm a soul, I have a spirit living in a body. And not by that little slanted lie Satan sold us, I'm a spirit, I have a soul. If you say I'm a spirit, which one? That's what you ought to ask him, because the soul is natural spirit. But that teaching is trying to make people believe I'm a spirit. I'm at the candle of the Lord that's in the soul. So when they say I'm a spirit, I have a soul, I live in a body, go ask him, preacher. I just gave my tithe, so I think I got a right to ask you a question. Which one? And it'll confuse most of them. Because they don't know. And that's where these false doctrines coming from. And that's why I pray that they repent. Because they got so much influence on thousands of people. And unless they repent, they can't get into heaven. How you going to send millions of people to hell and God let you in heaven? That Bible said if you deceive folks and you don't repent, preachers going to go to hell for misleading people. And I ain't trying to go to hell, AJ. Read that last verse.
1 Peter 4:19.
Mm-hmm.
Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator.
Now listen to what that scripture is saying. I want you to study your Bible. The Bible talk more about your soul than it does your spirit. It talk more about your soul and put more emphasis on your soul than your body. Because the body going to go back to the dirt. Y'all see it all the time when you go to a funeral. You know somebody done moved out. The true person in that body done moved out. It's a soul. And this scripture right here says that what you need to do in life, no matter what you go through, even to the point of suffering, keep your soul doing well as unto a faithful creator. And when God look at you, saying, God, what I do in my life matter, he will smile on you, he'll help you, and you'll make it. Clap your hands and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Bow your heads, let's pray. Father, thank you for the word of God. Thank you for helping me to teach. Thank you, Father. I'm praying in the spirit. I'm not speaking a message in tongues. I'm praying in the spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We give you praise right now. We give you praise right now. Everybody, all heads are bowed. I believe somebody heard the voice of the Lord this morning. And I'm not going to call nobody on the spot, but let me share with you that all you got to do is continue in the word. Here's what Jesus said. St. John chapter 8, verse 31 and verse 32. Jesus said to those Jews, ultimately everyone who believed on him, if it's conditional. Why it's conditional? Because you're a soul with choice. You have to make a choice. If you continue in my words, then are you my disciples indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You know, people hear this word. I had a lady, pastor's wife in this city, said, that's a dynamic message you're preaching. But I looked at her face and I said, she don't get it. This is not just some dynamic message. This is not just some a good message. These are the words of life. This is something you live by. This ain't something you market. You don't market the word of God. You live the word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the people know that if they continue in the word, they'll be ready. And Father, those you're dealing with, I pray the Holy Spirit talk to them. And I pray that whatever situation is going on in their life, that you let the mercy of God rest on them. Help them. And Father, I speak encouragement to their lives today in the name of Jesus. Help everyone that need help. And let them hunger and thirst after you. And let them be filled, I pray in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Our time is just about up. But thank you for tuning in today. I want to encourage you to go to our website for more free teaching at www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. Apostle Lewis said, we love you, thank God for you, and remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.